For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges. They can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox & Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
New charges have been filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. Ohio State will start its football season without coach Urban Meyer. He's been suspended for the first three games for mishandling a domestic abuse case of a former assistant coach. Lead investigator Mary Jo White says they found that Meyer knew about the allegations but didn't report it.
More than 60,000 electronic documents and 10,000 pages of Coach Meyer's text messages from the past year were accessed and reviewed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They're getting set free. Animal crackers are no longer caged, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
You might say they're now free-range animal crackers. The packaging of Barnum's Animals from Nabisco has long depicted the circus animals inside as being inside cages, like they would be at a circus. But no longer, now they're just seen standing around. The change comes after a campaign from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA was telling Nabisco and its parent company that there are brutal conditions at some circuses to get their animals to perform tricks, and it shouldn't be something that's glorified on the front of their package. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused in the shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House will go to a mental health facility in the hopes that he becomes fit to stand trial. A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot four people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.